No reason was given by the prosecutor at the anti-corruption court for banning all of the 34 accountants from traveling outside Guinea. The accountants are from 34 government ministries. They were asked by the prosecutor to surrender their passport just after they came out of an all-night-long meeting with junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya on how funds are located to the different ministries we have been managed. The prosecutor is here to give reasons behind the travel ban, but it is clear that the financial directors in the administration are suspected of widespread financial mismanagement. Even though many have applauded the action by the prosecutor as a step forward in the fight against corruption in Guinea, they have warned that any indictment must include due process under the law. Economist Musa Bangura says it is normal for all accountants to provide report of their management according to legal guidelines. He says when you are heading or involved in a financial sector ministry, it's for all Guineans and you can be questioned at any time. He says if there's any doubt, it is normal to prohibit them from traveling outside the country, and the ban must be done within the law. Proof of wrongdoing must be provided. He says the anti-corruption court is not only for former government members, but it is for everybody. Therefore, if the accountant have been banned from travel, it's likely that there is something wrong. Members of the civil society described the action by the prosecutor as too late and warned that ministers who are issuing the orders must be investigated as well. Molai Bangura is a member of civil society, has called for the investigations to be deepened and that the accountant must not be the only suspect. He says it is a late wake-up call and comes about 2 years since the junta seized power. He says there have been lots of alerts, but actions was not taken. He says in economic management, the accountant has his role and as well as the boss. He says if today the accountant have been questioned, how about the ministers who give orders? He says it is a good start, but the investigations must go deep. And as a member of civil society, he wants the legal process to be respected. The opposition says the real culprit have been left out, accusing ministers and directors of corruption. Bailo Bari is a member of the opposition. He says those who are ruling us today are asked to declare their assets to the public, but they have refused. He says some ministers and directors have become millionaires, with the media denouncing the number of houses the ministers are buying. The Prime Minister has also urged ministers and all top civil servants to surrender their passport, which he says could help the government properly scrutinize their trips abroad. The travel ban imposed on the accountant comes at a time when the Guinean government has an acute shortage of cash to run the country. International donors and other financial partners have pulled back their funding of projects in Guinea. In the face of the cash shortage, early this month, primary banks credited the government $500 million to be reimbursed within 2 years. On the streets of Conakry, this is how people reacted to the news. Momo Bangura, a civil servant. He says in Guinea, there is too much embezzlement. He saw on social media an accountant caught with a lot of money in his vehicle, and that an investigation ordered by the president of the accountant is good for the country. Ismail Kuruma, a teacher. He says if there is suspicion, it is normal to open an investigation on how the funds were spent. He says bad governance is one of the reasons why Africa is failing to develop. He says it's fine if measures have been taken to monitor the economic sector for the proper management of national resources. Several ministers of the deposed regime of Alpha Conde are standing trial before the anti-corruption court. ECOWAS recently called for their release due to lack of proof, but the prosecutor has vehemently rejected the call. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.